It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Between 2020 and 2022, there were at least three separate incidents when a Milwaukee police officer's firearm discharged without anyone pulling the trigger, resulting in serious injuries.
In 2022, the Milwaukee Police Union sued the city over safety concerns around these firearms, the Sig Sauer P320s.
The union withdrew the lawsuit after the department announced that all of the firearms would be replaced with Glock 45s, and the Milwaukee Common Council voted to approve the funding.
Rather than being destroyed, the Sig Sauer guns were then sold back to the supplier, effectively putting them in the civilian marketplace.
But if these guns are deemed unsafe for police officers, should they be sold at all?
Ava Sasani is a reporter for the Gun Violence Data Hub at The Trace, where she's talked to more than 40 police departments around the country to learn more about the use of Sig Sauer P320s. Her latest piece is called A Gun Deemed Too Dangerous for Cops but Fine for Civilians. Ava, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
You report that, as we mentioned, in the span of just a couple years, we had three incidents in Milwaukee, a couple, I think, on body camera, where this pistol would fire without the trigger being pulled. Can you describe a couple of these incidents?
Yeah, the most recent was the one that we opened our story with. It was captured on body cam footage. You know, it's a little bit dark, so it's tough to see, but from what we can witness from this body camera footage, these two officers are inspecting this vehicle, and then all of a sudden, one of their guns goes off, and you hear a scream from the person whose perspective we're viewing from. It's very startling. By all appearances, it seems like the hands of the officer whose gun went off is nowhere near the trigger, and that's sort of what started this story that my colleague and I worked on.
Milwaukee is not the only police department to encounter this. How widespread are these concerns?
It's all over the country. We have, outside of law enforcement, we have over 100 allegations of people being injured by the P320. In October of last year, we had one person allegedly killed by a P320 firing accidentally. All over the country, this gun is incredibly popular with law enforcement. So we're seeing departments like Denver, Chicago, Oklahoma City, all reevaluating their relationship with the P320 in light of these new allegations.
Now, in your piece, you note that the manufacturer of these firearms denies that they're defective, that there's a problem with them. What have they said in public statements?
Yeah, Sig Sauer, which is the company behind the P320, they're based in New Hampshire. They have pretty consistently maintained that these reports are all actually user error. And, you know, with any gun, there are risks. And the company has said that all of these incidents were a matter of negligence, and the gun itself is totally safe to use. They've been pretty limited in what they've said publicly, but they have not wavered from that statement that it's all safe and this is all just negligence on the user's part.
In October of 2022, just a month after one of these incidents, the Milwaukee Police Department decided to replace the P320s. Here's Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson speaking at a press conference in that month.
Last month, there was an issue of unexplained discharges from Milwaukee Police Department firearms, and it was brought to my attention. And I made it clear at that time that there's no higher priority than the safety of the people who protect our city.
And that, again, Milwaukee is not alone there. How common is it for police departments to replace this make and model of firearm?
It's tough to say exactly. We interviewed over 60 police departments over the course of 2 months. And we found about a dozen that decided to do this trade-in process that Milwaukee ultimately opted for. But we know there are police departments that we didn't get to, smaller departments. There was recently an investigation out of Washington that found a bunch more police departments that decided to make the swap that, you know, we just couldn't reach. Within Wisconsin, there are at least two departments, likely more based on my conversations with the state's Fraternal Order of Police. But we know for sure Milwaukee PD and Hobart Lawrence decided to make the switch in light of these safety concerns.
We're talking about safety concerns around the Sig Sauer P320 pistols used by a lot of police departments, previously used by the Milwaukee Police Department, despite multiple incidents of these guns firing, apparently without anyone pulling the trigger. We're talking to Ava Sasani, reporter for the Gun Violence Data Hub at The Trace. Ava, I want to get to the heart of your new report on this. What happens to these firearms after a police department, like in Milwaukee, stops using them?
So a very common practice that we've known law enforcement departments do for a while is they will pay for new guns by trading in the old ones. It's similar to how when you have a used car, you can put the value of that old car towards a new purchase. Many, many police departments around the country, including Milwaukee, do this with their guns. So they'll go back to the dealer and say, hey, what can you give us for these old guns that have been used for however many years? And then we'll use that money as a discount for the upgrade. In this case, I think what is particularly concerning about trading in P320s is the department themselves have decided that the gun is too risky after all these multiple accidents being reported for their own officers with a great deal of firearms training to use. So it's a little bit concerning that indirectly they're putting these guns back on the civilian market. And as we said, Milwaukee is certainly not alone in that. There are departments all over the country that have done this practice. Of the 60 plus that we interviewed, only one, a small department out of Connecticut, decided that even though they normally trade in their old firearms, because of the concerns with the P320, it would not be ethical to do that with a potentially risky firearm.
And as you report in your piece, if you're looking for a used firearm, formerly used by a police department for many people, is a selling point. It's like it's the same. It's the actual firearms that the police department decided to use. You know that it's probably been well taken care of and maintained over the years. So that label, if people aren't aware of these concerns about the Sig Sauer P320, might actually look like a real positive, right?
Absolutely. You can get these firearms at a pretty good price because they're used, and you know there's a bit of an appeal to it because it used to be in the hands of a police officer. We see these all over the secondhand market that, you know, gun sellers will lead with the fact that it used to be owned by a police officer. And I think even if you're aware of the let's say allegations against the P320, I think there is a perception that has still, you know, not been punctured by these reports that it really was user error. And if, you know, if I'm a gun buyer looking for a good deal on a secondhand police gun, I might be enticed to buy a P320 that used to be used by Milwaukee PD or whoever else, because I do believe what Sig Sauer is saying, and I do believe that all these incidents really can be chalked up to negligence on the part of the user.
You write that there have been various lawsuits, including civilian lawsuits against Sig Sauer, making these claims that the P320 fired without a trigger pull. As I read your piece, it sounds like those have had mixed results. What have we seen in the courts when this gets argued?
Many of these lawsuits are thrown out. They're dismissed because in order to win a suit like this, first of all, it's incredibly difficult in the United States to sue a gun manufacturer. Gun lobbyists have really successfully created these shields for gun sellers like Sig Sauer. So for a while, we saw many of these lawsuits being dismissed. Sig Sauer did win one jury trial a couple of years ago, but we're starting to see, I think, a shift in late last year. Two juries awarded the people suing Sig Sauer damages. And all told, Sig Sauer had to pay a cumulative $13 million to people who alleged that the P320 had issues. So I do think as litigation continues against Sig Sauer, it'll be interesting to see if that shift continues or if we go back to this pattern of having many of these cases dismissed or settled out of court.
as you mentioned, you only came across one police department, a smaller one in Connecticut, that said, hey, we're not going to return these guns, get that discount, have them go back to civilian hands. Did you get any sense that there's movement among police departments, whatever state regulators, whatever the case might be, to take a closer look at what happens to these weapons that police departments say, hey, they're too dangerous for our staff to use, to stop them from going to the public?
Honestly, among the law enforcement departments that we interviewed, no. I think the impression is we as police officers are not responsible for deciding what guns can or can't be sold. That is the responsibility of lawmakers, which, you know, it is technically true. But I think the trouble comes from when you have an industry that is, I think, not regulated in the same way that any other consumer good would be regulated. There gets this nebulous responsibility or hope, I think, that we have of the people that are sworn to, you know, protect us, that they would be conscious of what might happen to their old guns. I will say in Milwaukee, after we published the story, Alderman Peter Bergelis did write my editor a note saying that they were going to look into this practice. They're going to try to understand exactly what happened to the P320s and look at more broadly the practice of reselling police guns. So there is a bit of movement there, I think, but within police departments and law enforcement agencies, no, honestly, I think there is still that understanding that that is outside of their purview.
Ava, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Ava Sasani, reporter for the Gun Violence Data Hub at The Trace. We've been talking about safety issues surrounding the Sig Sauer P320, formerly used by police officers in Milwaukee, and why these firearms end up going back into the civilian marketplace.